In this bulletin, China says Australia should feel ashamed as tensions escalate between the two countries. Fresh warnings and an awareness campaign on the first day of summer. And in sport, stood down NRL player Jack DeBellin to urge administrators to change the rules amid a sexual assault case retrial. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. China is refusing to apologise for posting an altered image on Twitter depicting an Australian soldier holding a bloodied knife to the throat of an Afghan child. The image was posted by China's Foreign Affairs spokesman Zhao Linjian and is suggestive of the findings of the Brereton Inquiry into alleged war crimes committed by Australian soldiers in Afghanistan. Both Australia's major parties have condemned the image, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison demanding an apology. But a spokesman from China's foreign ministry, Hua Chunying, was scathing of Australia's reaction.
The Australian side is reacting so strongly to my colleague's Twitter. Does that mean they think the cold-blooded murder of innocent civilians is justified, while other people's condemnations of such crimes are not justified? Afghan lives matter. The Australian government should do some soul-searching and bring the culprits to justice. Shouldn't the Australian government feel ashamed? Shouldn't they feel ashamed for their soldiers killing innocent Afghan civilians?
Meanwhile, Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge has held a teleconference with members of Australia's Chinese community to communicate the government's support for their contribution amid the growing bilateral tensions. Liberal MPs Dr. Fiona Martin and Gladys Liu were also on the call. In a statement, Mr. Tudge said the actions of the Chinese Communist Party should not diminish our respect for and appreciation of our Chinese-Australian community, or indeed our friendship with the people of China. The conference call will be followed up with a larger scale conference meeting later this week. Iran has accused Israel of using electronic devices to remotely kill a scientist who founded the Islamic Republic's military nuclear program in the 2000s. Speaking at the funeral of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, the Iranian Defence Minister, General Amir Hatami, says authorities will hunt down those who killed the scientist.
No crime, no assassination, and no foolish action will be left without a response by the Iranian nation. We will certainly hunt down criminals until the end. They must know that they will be punished for their actions.
Israel, long suspected of killing Iranian nuclear scientists over the last decade, has declined to comment on the attack. Queensland's border has reopened to travellers from Victoria and Greater Sydney, with hopes it will lead to a much-needed economic boom. Thousands of other southerners are expected to flock to the Sunshine State after the COVID-19 hotspot declarations blocking them were lifted at 1 a.m. About 6,000 people are booked to fly into Brisbane Airport from New South Wales and Victoria today, with numbers expected to rise further in coming days. Virgin Australia will make more than 100,000 seats available to travellers from the two states before Christmas, and the Qantas Group has scheduled 410 flights per week. Today is the first day of summer, and for the first time is being marked nationally as National Water Safety Day. The aim is to encourage Australians to make water safety a priority. Last season, there were 248 drownings across Australia, with 39% of all drownings occurring during summer. New South Wales residents can expect another day of hot weather after a heat wave over the weekend. The Weather Bureau's Agata Imyelski says authorities are particularly concerned about the growing risk of grass fires.
So very important to be mindful of the potential for fire, particularly with the grass growth that we've seen. The fact that those grass fires can move very, very quickly and conditions can change quite quickly. So again, really important to keep a close eye on the warnings. Any thunderstorm activity that we might see again, providing another ignition point into the landscape.
In the National Rugby League, Jack DeBellin is set to fight the league's no-fault stand-down policy as he faces a third season on the sidelines due to a sexual assault case retrial. DeBellin became the first player stood down under the policy, which was introduced for any player charged with a serious indictable offence, leading to a maximum jail term of 11 years or more. His agent will request a change to the rule, which will allow him to play for the St George Illawarra Dragons and to be paid while going through the legal process. Well, now today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 24. Adelaide, showers easing and a windy day, 21 degrees. Melbourne, showers and windy, 27. Hobart, rain developing, becoming windy, 26. Canberra, possible storm, 35. Wollongong, similar conditions, 27. Sydney, windy, partly cloudy, 29. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 34. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 32. Cairns, much the same, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.